going to the Velvet Mask party, trying to steal coins that are getting auctioned off, and a wedding ring connected to Lucy Sable. It's all happening here at AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello!
Hello!
Happy Thursday, everyone! Welcome, AfterBuzzers, to the Nancy Drew After Show. We're breaking down Season 1, Episode 6. I'm your host, Chelsea Overrocker, and over to my far left, I have Susie G here, who is just a fan of all the CW shows.
What's up, guys? So excited to be back.
Yes, and Susie is also in our live chat, so if you're in the chat room, say hello. And if you are a podcast listener and would like to join in, simply go to AfterBuzz TV, select our show, and then join in all the fun. Right next to Susie, we have Kay Montgomery, who just loves our mysteries.
I do, and this is a good one. It keeps on turning.
Yeah, yeah. And last but not least, we have Samantha Jacobs, who is a fan of all of the books.
I am. I'm ready to talk. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Well, this was a big episode. I really liked tonight's episode. It was good. We get to know the history between Ryan and Lucy, and Ryan cares for Lucy. I thought he would have been the bad guy and would have been caught in her murder, but no, he actually has some feelings towards her. And then the relationship between Bess and Lizbeth is heating up. They have their first kiss. But trouble in paradise between Nick and Nancy's relationship, it is on the rocks, and Owen is sweeping in. But you're going to stick around because we have our fun segment of Who Done It with Sam, and then news and gossip with Kay. Our special guest that we had last week, Alvina August, it's about her. She's in an upcoming movie. Can't wait to see which one it is. And then last but not least, we have our predictions. But before we start breaking tonight's episode, what was your overall thoughts?
I really enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
So far, it was one of my favorites. I really enjoyed the mask ball, or I just said that wrong, but the hidden, why am I blanking?
The velvet.
The velvet mask
ball.
We know what you mean.
We all know what I mean out there. I just, that whole scene was great. I just thought everything that happened there, there were so many different things that it really brought this episode together for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. I love the ball, like Susie said. I love the unraveling of everything. You know, I always love to see Lucy. And we saw Lucy in a very different light this episode.
Yes.
So that was super exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. Usually during commercial, I'm like, oh, okay, let me like do my laundry or something. And now I was like, oh my gosh, thinking about what happens next, what's going to happen. So this was a good one.
Yeah, I agree. I think just the relationship between Lucy and Ryan, that was what I was hoping that we would dig more into. And I think the writers did a really good job of going into the relationship and starting from the beginning. And I know there's still some more questions, but I think I saw a different side of Ryan, which really surprised me. But that goes into our first topic. What did you guys think between Lucy and Ryan? And at first, you know, Lucy always haunts Ryan, and she's always aggressive towards him. But that's why I think, is there a different side to it that we just don't know? Because from Ryan's point of view, he really did care for her. And I believed him. I felt sorry for him when he was breaking down to Nancy at the mask ball. What was your guys' thoughts with it?
Man, I don't know if this is going to say that I'm a dark person, but I'm about to go on a rant. From the first point when Karen said that she went into a dark place after this happened or something changed about her, I automatically thought they were obviously in a relationship and something abusive must have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or like something spooky or scary, or like you're a high school girl at a party, you know, many things could have happened.
That's true.
And so that's where my mind went.
Yeah.
And so then seeing Lucy haunt him in a revengeful way, I was like, this had to have happened. But then as you see the story unfold, it wasn't Ryan's fault. So it's like, why is she haunting Ryan specifically instead of like the person, whoever the person who done it? So that's...
You know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
Ryan said to Nancy when he brought her into the party, if anything happens to you, you're not my responsibility, which, number one, I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so when you're saying, why was she so upset with him? Why wasn't she haunting the regular mm-hmm. person? The person was really responsible. I think because that's part of it. Mm-hmm. He had a responsibility to Lucy, and he did not protect her. I think that is why she's angry at him.
Yeah.
And I feel like typical Ryan, hashtag the killer, behavior is to only worry about number one, right? We know that he's not loyal. He's not worried about his wife. He's not worried about George. He's only worried about himself, especially now that he might be gas poor and only have $1.2 million to his name.
I only have six coins.
What am I going to do? But I think that once it unravels, I think that might be the key, is that she expected him to protect her, and he wasn't there to protect her with whatever went down.
But what was interesting is she was going after the ring. Mm. And so when the ring comes off and then it's engraved with the Lucy Arrow Tiffany, that made me believe that, is she trying to give Ryan a sign? There's something more to it for me, just because she was kind of, it was the ring that she was going after more so than Ryan, is what I took from it. And so again, that last scene when the ring comes off, there's a connection there between the two that Lucy is trying to get across.
Now, in previous episodes, there's always an object that a spirit is still connected to. That's why they're trapped between the real world and the dead. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's this ring?
That's a good point.
That Lucy's connected to. That's why she wanted it.
Yeah.
And it's the wedding.
But how would she be connected to his wedding ring?
Yeah.
Right?
Unless that was a ring that Ryan gave Lucy sometime during their relationship, and then maybe that's now his wedding ring that he has with Tiffany. Don't know if that really works, but that's,
yeah.
Either that, or she was like so hatred of Tiffany
because
that marriage to me, she just don't have to work. I hate Tiffany.
Yeah, you married the man I wanted. I saw the ring as more of a communication tool, but I thought, girl, you got to write more things in it. This with the arrow with the this, here we are again, but
stumped.
I thought that was interesting. I do think you're right about that. I hadn't thought about the wedding. There is some wedding ring connection or something. Mm-hmm. She's trying to communicate with you through it. Yeah.
Now, this goes back to my next question. Do you think Lucy caused Tiffany's death? Because it looked like Lucy and Ryan were pretty serious. Right. And if there's any jealousy that went on, do you think that's how she's connected with Tiffany? Because I do think this is caused by a supernatural thing now. This is what the show's leading us towards.
Right.
And before, I thought maybe Lucy was a victim, but maybe she... Do you think she got connected with Tiffany and tried? Was there spiritually trying to kill her that night?
I mean, if you go back to that first episode when she's looking at the fireworks, you see a ghostly appearance, which you could connect back to Lucy. So you don't know where this show is going. And was it Lucy that killed Tiffany?
Or maybe Ryan changed after Lucy disappeared or whatever happened. And so she doesn't like the person that he's become.
Oh, maybe he was a good guy before.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or something like that.
That's a good
point. Where maybe Tiffany changed him, or she thought Tiffany changed him and is like that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when he's breaking down with Nancy, he was really upset. I should have protected Lucy and I didn't, and you know, she just changed and it was my fault and my parents kept me away from her. So still, it's going back now towards the parents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what do you think of Miss Hudson? She, between...
Such a sweetheart, that lady.
Oh, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Really. No way she could be involved. Well, she even gets involved with Sebastian Marvin, too, one of their big rivals.
Mm-hmm.
So that can also connect with Bess later down the road, too, if she ends up being a Marvin. So it all just...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But so Lucy and Miss Hudson obviously had a relationship beforehand, too. Do you think she could be a number one suspect now, trying to keep Lucy's mouth shut then?
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she does not put herself in a shining Glory in this episode at all.
Are you saying you didn't like her?
No.
She was just such a sweet lady.
I liked her dress.
She looked fly.
She just exuded evil to me.
Right?
I
was like, are we watching a Disney movie?
What's happening?
What's going on?
Crowd? I was like,
But speaking of crowns, they did find two hair samples now. So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So it was another female. So Carson is off the hook. Mm-hmm. Who so now it's still a point. It's too obvious, though, if they're leaning it towards Miss Hudson now being another female hair sample, but that she was there. I don't know.
Yeah, that could have been anybody. I was like, what if it's a hair weave, guys? I mean, what if she'd use natural hair? No.
I mean,
but that's when he said that, I thought, that is still doesn't really help us a ton. I mean, it rules Carson out, I guess.
Yeah, but we did
maybe see Nancy's. But that doesn't mean he didn't do it. He could have just had an accomplice and his hair not have gotten
Aunt Nancy's
it.
Mom?
That's
she was
good
out there
point.
Digging up that grave with Carson. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is Nancy's mom connected to this, which we dearly hope not. Because she comes off as, you know, a very nice woman, and she's passed away.
Yeah.
But that's where my mind went first,
and
which is probably not great.
Carson and Nancy's mom know about the Hudson's history.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, Ryan made it sound like he didn't really even know about the history with the coins. Do you guys think that's true? Or do you think he's trying to get those coins because his dad freezed his assets?
I'm sorry, that part was just so funny to see him so groveling and like,
yeah,
my dad cut me off.
Yeah,
I only have my $1.2 million of coins, and how they had him like grow his beard out a little bit so he looked a little scruffier. Did you notice?
He's stressed out. He's stressed.
Stressed, impressed. I was like, okay, he's just had it.
Unraveling.
Oh,
unraveling.
Oh, could you imagine? I hate when that happens when your dad cuts you off. Yeah, I try and summon some compassion for him, but so anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
He seems like such a selfish person, right, that he is doing it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously he's hiding his love for Lucy Sable or whatever, and maybe he never found love again. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he wants the money, he obviously was with Tiffany for the money. You know, mm-hmm. It's not his money. He's not making the money. Mm-hmm. So, like, he's obviously just wanting to keep his reputation. And that's more important to him than, like, anything else. Because without it, he's nothing.
Yeah. I could believe that he didn't know about the coins. Because he just seems like a...
Dumb
and clueless, and clueless rich kid. What does he care about what his parents are doing? He was like, my parents just told me I couldn't talk to her anymore. I was really dumb.
Yeah,
but then he went away to boarding school, so.
So, you know, like, he doesn't seem like one to keep the pulse on, like, what the family's up to. You know what I mean?
And even when his mom was like, I'm going to save you. Like, he was like, oh, I don't like the way you save me.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, he hasn't lifted a finger ever.
Exactly. Yeah.
And our chat room is a little bit kind of going back and forth with Ryan. Some people are saying that he is a douche. Some people are saying that they don't think so anymore, which I think is kind of, you know, we saw a different side of him in this episode.
He was humbled a little bit. With Lucy?
Yes.
Okay.
That side of him.
But he saw Lucy, he followed her. He was like, Luce? And
well, you know he loves a teenage girl. Go on.
He was like, what?
Yes, I was a teenager, though. They were
a 16-year-old? What? Where is she? That, did you guys catch that that Nick said that? He said, what does Ryan get out of this?
18-year-old?
A date on an
18-year-old? Yeah.
I have another. Did anybody also catch that Owen said that he was only 5 years old when Ryan was when Lucy Sable died?
I did too. That means he's 25.
Aren't
which
they
is
the same?
Like,
I thought they were like the same age.
I thought so too. But no, he's younger.
That threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
sorry,
funny.
That
how
was
he
off
slid
on a tangent,
that in. Like,
that was
I was five when that happened.
Because they were like, in 1999, he was like, oh, I was 5 years old, which means in 1999, I was eight. So I'm 3 years older than that. So that makes him 25.
That's a big age gap.
We're flexible. Yeah. Okay. I was like, huh? Okay.
Well, okay. Speaking of Owen, do you think the money that Ryan has to owe bad people to, do you think Owen's one of them? Because Owen was trying to get those coins. Mm-hmm. And he knows he's a Marvin, and even though he was 5 years old when this all went down, it's part of his family history. Mm-hmm. Because I think there's still some bad blood between Ryan and Owen. And I think, do you guys think, though, that Owen could be one of those people that Ryan has to owe money to or his family has to owe money to? That's kind of a big rival right there.
Right. I think there's a lot going on in that rivalry. I also think, though, that Owen is rather smart, smarter than Ryan, obviously. And I just think that he knows quite a bit more than he's let on.
Yeah.
So I think he wanted those coins for a reason. But I think it's more to take down the Hudsons with kind of what happened on the boat and the sinking of the ship and all of that. I mean, I think there's always going to be like a rivalry. So how do we take that family down?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do we know who Owen's mom is? I know this. We know the uncle is Sebastian, but we don't actually know who he's actually related to yet.
And that could be a character they're going to introduce too, because I feel like we're slowly starting to get into the Hudsons. We're not going to get into the Marvins.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We did see one Marvin in a prior episode at the funeral when she kind of looked at Bess.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but we don't know who that woman exactly was.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like that female hair that's on Lucy's crown, it's not with the character that hasn't been introduced to us yet. Mm-hmm. It would be too easy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's my opinion. But that's kind of our overall thoughts between Ryan and Lucy and what's going on. But before we get on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you guys so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. In order to help us grow, we ask please subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment. Again, we really just want to thank Maria and Kevin for creating AfterBuzz TV because we're able to engage with you guys as fans and do what we love. All right, so speaking of fans, did we like Bess and Lizbeth together? Their relationship is developing.
Hot and heavy.
Yeah.
I just love Bess more and more. I don't care what she's doing. She's so adorable. I loved how she was having a total meltdown and like spiraling out of control when Lizbeth didn't text her back quick enough. I just love her so much. So I hope, because I think Samantha was suspicious of Lizbeth like a few weeks back. So I really hope that Lizbeth has good intentions, because I would hate for our Bess to get hurt. So I'm just, I'm cautiously like watching it. I'm happy that Bess is happy, but I just hope that there's like no ulterior motives like going on with Lizbeth.
Well, there are some lies. She made a comment that she was there and could not tell her why she was at the event. So I'm still a little suspicious of why she's around.
Good point.
Yeah.
It's probably going to come out in a couple of episodes once her and Bess get more into a serious relationship. I think she's connected somehow to Lucy. I got the impression she was there like undercover almost.
That's what I felt too.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is interesting.
She was like my employers. And like, yes. I was like, huh? Are you
She
securing?
Was very... stuck up, not stuck up, but she was very stoned. She was very cold.
Very cold.
I get it. If that's your job, your FBI, your security, okay. But the fact that you lied to someone that is clearly interested in you could have at least been like, I had to go to work.
Yeah, have a
you
work
know?
Thing.
Like
yeah.
nothing, you didn't right. have to cross the line there. And for, right. I've heard, I don't know if it's true, from a dating guru that if you get butterflies in your stomach, that's a red flag. You're not supposed to get those butterflies. Things are supposed to be, like, chill and just go and flow and stuff.
Really?
And Bess is extremely anxious. Like, nothing is flowing. And so her body is, like, fight or flight is giving her that, like, fight.
Interesting.
And get away. Like, this isn't your body isn't vibing.
I guess that would make sense. That's why my past relationships haven't worked out, because I've gotten those butterflies. So, hey, it all makes sense to me.
So, I love Bess. I want to protect him. Leave Liz alone.
Chelsea, now only boring dudes for Chelsea from now on.
Boring guys. Okay. Boring guys. Okay. Butterflies. You're
you
out.
Can get excited and have the heat, but you know the scary butterflies where you're like, I just don't know what to do with myself. Mm-hmm. Not okay.
Okay, that's well, thank you for that, guys. That's very interesting. Well, yeah, because clearly she was off. Because I love it when they're like, just be cool. And then Elizabeth is asking, so where do you live out in town? Bess is like, she just totally blanked out on that. I was like, oh, poor girl.
Also, her bad, because she has so many secrets herself, and she's not confident in herself. No. Girl, you need to at least have a fake list. Have a fake list of answers.
You knew you were having a date, and questions would be asked.
Yeah.
She knew she was going on a date with questions asked. Ace not was prepared no at all. Not no prepared at all. I was like, what?
And poor Ace was like, this is awkward.
Yeah, he was trying. A plus for the wingman.
Yes. You tried it.
But I think Bess is, she's smart though, because mm-hmm she already was mad at Elizabeth for lying to her. And it's if it comes down a couple of episodes, why Elizabeth was at that party while she was undercover, Bess is going to be keen on that. So I'm kind of calling that already. But I know I really do like them together, and I think they make a really good couple. So I'm a fan of them overall. Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting too. So one of our comments from Tracy Perry that Bess is a Marvin. And I do think that that's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds if she really is part of this family.
Now, here's an idea. Lizbeth could be maybe undercover for the Marvins. Maybe that's why one of the reasons why she's getting close to Bess. Classic case in relationships, when you start liking someone, she wants to pull back a little bit. But maybe her intentions were to go after Bess because she is a Marvin, and that's going to help them with whatever family history that they have down the road too.
When she did say my employers,
see,
mm-hmm,
and I felt like Owen kind of owned that party, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because he told the guy they were about to get arrested. Yeah, he was like, wait, this you know.
I
was
and
like,
they all listened to him and let them go.
Yeah,
guys, okay.
Do you next think subject, everyone
let's talk about how we don't like Owen.
No, let's get on to that.
I was gonna say real quick, the masks on the wall when he was Sebastian was my uncle. Do you think all of those are Marvins? Or do you think that's a mix of Hudsons and Marvins? Like, just legendary people?
Oh, I just assumed it was a mix.
But now I'm like, is this a Marvin thing that just got adapted by a Hudson? And then now it's just a mingling, you know, that's ego test?
I mean, well, it could have, I mean, from back in the day, it could have been both. Because remember, they said they used to be in business together until the Hudsons did something dirty and sunk the ship and killed those people and then tried to recoup. So, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, because when Lucy was writing out that whole letter, it was all of them really belonged to the Marvins, did it? Or was it mixed in with, because they had, like, this mask was doing this mask with this situation.
I feel like there was intermixing.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too.
That's true.
So, I don't know. But speaking of Owen, let's talk about how he is getting in there between Nancy and Nick. Mm. And I got to ask this. Are we liking Owen and Nancy?
No.
That was quick. No.
Everybody else likes it, don't you?
I don't want I'm saying no. I'm saying no. I'm with you. I'm going to be with you because she picked Nick. She picked Nick.
She picked him.
So, I don't know.
I mean, there's, I don't know. I'm kind of having a weird, I'm sort of liking this Owen and Nancy situation. And the CW always throws you for a love triangle.
Yeah.
But I kind of liked it. I'm sorry, everybody out there that disagrees with me.
You know, Susie, I'm going to kind of be on your side. I liked it a little bit, too. What's the chat scene?
Nick and Nancy. Nick versus Owen. But they, you know, Ivan Soto, Nick and Nancy. I mean,
I love Nick and Nancy. Yes. Don't get me wrong. But Owen being in the mix, it's getting interesting.
I like it.
And I like it.
She's going to hook up with Owen, okay? It's going to happen. Okay?
Oh, she's battling it.
But that doesn't mean she goes back and, like, tells Nick she's sorry.
You know what?
Are you serious?
Is that really? I don't want it to happen, but that's so cliche.
I'm going to wear all black that day. Oh. An arm with a band for and with an N on it for Nick, if that happens.
I'm
going to be devastated. Tell me this. I was like, am I getting this wrong? Listen. So Owen realizes that he got some quarters and some pennies, that he got like $1.42 out of the deal when he was supposed to get $1.4 million or $1.2 million or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. He realizes it's Nancy who did it.
Yes.
He's cool with it.
Yeah. And that's kind of...
Because he feels like it's his family's penance for drowning 12 people in a murky grave on purpose those years ago. Is that what we're supposed to get?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was the Hudsons that sank the ship.
Yeah.
So then tell me this. That's right. It was the Hudsons, and he's not a Hudson. Why would he be okay with giving Nancy $1.2 million? Why?
Because it's his rival gets the Hudsons.
Yeah.
So he's okay with it. But that's the one thing I liked about that interaction was he, in a way, I felt like, kind of trust Nancy, like, okay, do what you need to do with this. With Nick, this episode, I just felt like he was always questioning Nancy and her intentions, and that's kind of where I pulled a little bit away from Nick and Nancy. And with Owen, he was just kind of going with it with her, and that's what Nancy needs. She needs to have someone on her toes with her, like, hey, trust me with this. He's like, okay, I'll give you the ball, you go with it. And Owen just kept that up with her, saying, okay, well, you do this, by the way, do you want to go out to dinner tonight, you know? With Nick, he had some insecurities there, which he should, because he's seen the interaction between Owen and Nancy. But as George says, if that's what Nancy does, she starts pulling away a little bit. And when she pulls away, that's when Nick was just trying to figure her out. With Owen, he's just kind of going with it with her. And I think that is where the attraction comes from between them two.
Right. That's a really good point. Because if you watch the episode, you see that he's just got Owen swag.
He does.
Yeah. I mean, if he asked me to dinner, I would go.
Of course. I think we all would go.
Yeah, we wouldn't go. Do it.
No. If he was a random guy at Best Buy, you wouldn't be like, yeah.
No, there is something I do not trust.
No, we don't trust him.
There's something that I just,
you know, just like flirt, have a drink, make yourself feel good, and then go.
I'm not feeling him. Like, here's the thing. I felt like they're working two separate cases. Like, the Drew crew is all working Nancy Drew's crew, not Nancy Drew. I felt like they were all working the Tiffany's case.
Yes.
Because what we know about Nick is that he knows Tiffany, knew Tiffany, had a really close connection with her. And so at the end of the day, he's trying to get justice for her.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy ain't always trying to get justice for Tiffany. She chasing Lucy Sable. She trying to figure out what's happening with this and that. Yeah, so I feel like they're working two separate cases, so a lot of times Nick can't completely trust her. Because she is just going to be like, I saw a ghost, wait. And he's like, but we have something else we need to figure out here, you know? Right. So I could see his frustration there.
And that's the point I want to make, too, was I felt like it was Nick, Bess, and George working together, like you mentioned, and Nancy totally pulled away from her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come to a point where she's going to need them, and who knows if they're going to be there for her. Because they were even questioning her, like, oh, look, who showed up at the end of the episode when she was at the Claw restaurant. And she's like, well, I got the coins for you guys. I got this. But Nancy still has a hard time working together as a team.
Well, right when they showed up and Ryan Hudson was at the house, they also were very, you know, they weren't happy to see that either. So I think that's when you kind of see them breaking apart a little bit in this episode and going out on their own against Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're saying, if we're going to solve this case, we have to be in the loop. We have to know what's going on. And that's their frustration with Nancy.
And it's interesting, too, again, in the chat room, some people really like Owen and some people do not.
Yep, it's 50-50.
We're 50-50 right now. We're 50-50 on the panel, too.
Yeah. He's a polarizing figure. Good
Nikki.
To know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, that's our show. That was the episode. I cannot wait to see what next week is going to bring. But let's get into who's done it. And we have some new characters. Are they our suspects for this week? I don't know.
We won't know.
Sam?
So, hi. We're going to do Who Done It. This is our special segment. And we would love if you guys commented in the chat who you thought is the killer. Let's start with Susie. Who do you think is the killer?
I think the whole Hudson family is the killer. I think everybody right now is suspicious in that family, from the father, the mother. Mm. Not so much Ryan anymore, but the mom. I'm pointing some fingers at her this week.
I think that mom is had some dirty business going on. Or, hey, maybe even Sebastian. You know, they were like, this kid knows something and we got to shut her up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I would say Ryan's dad, because if he did find out that his wife and Sebastian were together, I don't know, somehow Lucy could have been mixed in something that she was mixed with something she shouldn't be in, but I'm kind of going towards the dad a little bit.
Yeah. Your chat room says the same.
Really? Oh. Okay, chat room, we're on the same page.
Yes. I want to pick somebody that is connected to Owen. I don't have that person because that person isn't in the storyline yet, but I think Owen is covering up something. Mm. So it's in there. It's that mystery.
Mystery. Yeah. Mystery Marvin. All right. Well, that's our special segment of Whodunit. And let's go into our news and gossip with Kay.
So, you guys know we love holiday movies here. We got a couple of new streaming sites that have gotten on board lately, one being Disney Plus. So, you guys know Alvina August. She was here last week visiting with us. She's awesome. She plays Karen on the show. She has a Christmas movie that is coming out on Disney Plus. Well, actually, it's already out. It was able to be streamed November 16th. Wait, no. What's today? The 15th. It's tomorrow, guys. It's tomorrow.
Yeah, we can watch it tomorrow.
Alvina August tomorrow. So the movie's called Noelle. It stars Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader. I mean, what could go wrong? So Anna Kendrick is Santa Claus's daughter. Bill Hader is Santa Claus's son, and he's supposed to get the crown passed down to him and be the new Saint Nick, but he's reluctant and doesn't want to do it. So hilarity ensues. Anna Kendrick tries to like help along that process, and we're going to see our girl Alvina in it. So we're super excited about that. So go on and support her, watch, comment, tag her, follow her on Instagram. She's at Alvina August.
Yeah, so sweet. Mm-hmm. I've loved meeting Alvina last week. We had a good conversation, just all of us, after the after show.
Right.
Yeah. She's down to earth.
Lovely. She is really funny too.
Yeah. So shout out to you, Alvina. All right, let's get into our predictions. What do you think is going to happen next week? Susie?
There is going to be more of Owen and Nancy. I just think that is coming and it's unavoidable.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I really, really want to see what Carson has for us next week. Because Mom said you need to learn, Miss Hudson said you need to be discreet just like your father. And then Ryan said, your dad handled it. And so I'm like, what happened and what is going on to ruin Carson's otherwise stellar reputation with me? I'm very disappointed and upset. So hopefully we'll get some moments where they're together and she kind of confronts him and is like, I need to get to the bottom of what you've done with Lucy Sable and his family.
That's what
I'm hoping for next episode.
I think that there's going to be a key situation that helps Bess figure out who she is. I think that she's either, like, someone at that party either recognized her or there's some type of clue that happened in that situation because she was in a room full of people that could be connected to her. We're going to figure out one step closer. Who is Bess?
Who is Bess? Get to know her. I think Nancy and Nick are going to go through some more relationship problems. I think they're going to get pulled away further apart, and next week is going to lead to more clues where Nancy's going to want to take on the case by herself, and that could push her away from her friends, and I think Nick is going to start questioning what their relationship is, and his insecurities are going to get the best of him. I'm sorry.
Poor Nick. If I was out and Nick wanted to take me out, I would go out with him. Just for the record. I mean, I'm happily married, but I'm just saying, if I wasn't.
We're fans of Nick, though.
Nick over Owen.
I love Nick.
Yeah, we love Nick. But I think they're going to go through some hard times.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for watching our show. Before we leave, Susie, go ahead and give your handlers.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Susie G Styles.
And you can find me on Instagram at HostK, HostKay, and also HostK on Twitter.
And you can find me on Instagram at @story_of_Samantha.
And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overocker. That's Chelsea with an IE. And on Twitter at Chelsea Overocker. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz.